You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk baseball. Joining me is Amjad Khan, the chair of the UK Blind Baseball Association, Lancashire Lions player Matty Wolfe, and Lancs Legends player Saima Ashraf. Saima, Amjad, and Matty, thank you for joining us.
All right.
Thank you.
Amjad, let's start with you. How does blind baseball actually work, if you could explain that to us?
So you have five visually impaired players who wear eye shades, and the game is played by hitting the ball, which is a baseball with two bells in it that is hit from the hand, and it has to be hit between second base and third base. Once the player hits the ball, starts running towards first base, which has a bleeper in it. So you are listening for that whilst you run. And as the ball is traveling towards the fielding side, which also has five players trying to search for that ball, and your aim is to get to second base, where you have a sighted clapper who claps you into the second base before the fielders gather the ball and throw it into their second base catcher, who shouts 2-2-2 once the ball is in hand. Once a player gets to second base, the next player comes up, and their aim is to do the exact the same and get second base player onto third. And from there on, third base also has a clapper on there to give directions, not verbally, but by clapping wooden clappers, which have different sounds. Second has a different sound to third. So the aim is for the team to get a player to the home plate from third. So third is kind of the most difficult one to home plate, where the third base sighted player on your team lines you up, and you have to run towards the home plate, which does not have any kind of audible indications for you to run to. So the aim is to try and run in a straight line as possible, crossing the home plate without going either side. So you have a 4-meter area which you have to run into. And all this is done whilst the fielding side is searching for the ball. And you also have clappers going as well. I think it combines a couple of sports that we are already kind of involved in. With the hitting side, that comes naturally from quite a few of the people that take part in this sport are cricketers. And then we have the fielding side, which is kind of similar to goal ball. And those people who are into their athletics and running, and even, you know, people that play football, they seem to enjoy the running side of it.
So, Matty, let's come to you. How did you get into baseball?
I got into baseball because I've been playing various blind sports ever since I've been young. Played goal ball for many, many years. Attempted to play cricket and a few other sports, but couldn't really get into them. And then as soon as I gave baseball a try, I just fell in love with it straight away. A lot of the skills from a lot of the other sports that I play are quite transferable, which is really, really good.
Saima, you got into baseball as well. How much does it mean to you, and how important is it to have that in your life, in your kind of daily life, to be able to play games on a regular basis?
Well, before I lost my sight, Hubert, I was quite sporty. I was younger than three brothers. And then I lost my sight and I was registered blind when I was 17. So one of the biggest things that I missed in life was the ability to do sports. And, you know, I do a lot of other activities, but this was my one gap. And I'm part of a peer support group. And over the Christmas period this year, we were all talking and saying that, you know, in our local area here in Blackburn in Lancashire, we could go into Manchester and participate within visually impaired sports under the Lancashire Lions banner. But then it's quite a travel going into Manchester. So we were like, we need to do something locally. We had a discussion around the different sports options of goalball, baseball, football, cricket. And then we thought, a few of us thought, baseball was the one that we wanted to go ahead with. So we launched East Lancs Legends in April. And it's our first season that we've been participating in and got ourselves registered with UK Blind Baseball. And for so many of us, it means so much. It's such the team spirit. You know, we've come along so far over the last 3 or 4 months. Going to a tournament every month, you know, the UK Blind Baseball put on, has been brilliant. I feel each time we went, you know, between June, July and August, we improved as a team. We came home with some individual trophies each time we played. One of our players came home with an individual trophy as well, around best defensive player, best offensive player. So, it's definitely given the opportunity. And like Amjad said, the ability to run freely without a cane, without being linked on. For me, I have same vision as Amjad, you know, regarded as a B1, very limited vision. Just that freedom to be able to do that and being out in outdoors in fresh air as well. It just made all that difference.
Amjad, you are the chair of the UK Blind Baseball Association. What does the association do? And, you know, tell us a bit of what sort of things you've got coming up over the next few months.
The main role of the association is to develop the clubs, promote the game, especially in terms of running competitions. So this year we've had 4 competitions, different festivals. We had a Italian representative team come over as well. They competed in our competition, and following on from that, we had a selection of players to represent the UK to face an Italian side. So it's been great, especially this year. We've had a lot of new players come into the game, and especially, for example, the East Lancs Legends, Greater Manchester Gladiators, the Bradford District team. So these have been 3 brand new clubs this year that we've developed. And we are also working currently with a group in Liverpool, the Daisy Group, to set up a team with them guys as well. So we've got our winter program now coming up. We've had the competitions in the summer. So we've got a winter program coming up where we're going to have open sessions where people can come attend, take a part and have a go at the sport. And also, if there is demand for blind baseball in certain areas, whether that's down south or close by. I know majority all of our teams are up at the minute in the north because we're based here. So once we get interest down in the south and we're developing clubs, so we will help those teams and individuals find teams or individuals close to them. So our kind of template is that we kind of want to give the VIs the power to run their own clubs alongside the sighted volunteers that they have who are a part of the team. And so the model would be we set up a group or a club and try and connect them to a sighted baseball club within that area to develop the sport, given the sport that they need, whether that's in terms of a starter pack with all the equipment to help them play blind baseball, and also give them coaching hours as well.
And if people would like to get involved with baseball, Amjad, and would love to speak to you or someone else from the association to get advice or help them get started, how can they do that?
I think the best one would be probably email. So ukblindbaseball@gmail.com. And we're also on Twitter, Facebook, where you can search us up on UK Blind Baseball.
Thank you very much, Amjad Khan, Chair of the UK Blind Baseball Association, Matty Wolf from Lancashire Lions, and Saima Ashraf from East Lancs Legends for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.